obviously no Hailey here this year, probably understandable after being here for 3 years, but good to see that he's still enthusiastic and keen to run after the blip in New York.
Yes, no, I'm also very happy. I was surprised. I was in New York, but I was not at that press conference because they told me he was going to go to his hotel. So first of all, I know, normally after if you drop out, you don't go to a press conference. You go back to the hotel and, you know, then you go home and you put your thoughts together. So he was overwhelmed. He was, of course, very disappointed because the injury only started the week before and, everything together. And he was in very, very good shape. And then it's frustrating when you drop out. So that's that, and I knew he couldn't stop like that. You know, nearly every second sentence in his conversations you have with him, it's about London 2012. You know, for Hailey, you know, that would be his fifth consecutive Olympic Games. He has several gold medals in there, so it's very important to him. It's not about in the first place to win the 2012 London and London Olympics. I think he can be still very competitive, but you know, he or we don't have to talk about winning. You know, he should compete there. We always say Olympics is about competing. Well, Haile Gebrselassie, with all everything he did, he likes to run there and compete there. And I am sure he can still compete with the best. To win is, you know, the Olympic marathon in 2012 will be very, very tough anyway.
But I suppose the short-term goal is to give a confidence-boosting run, winning maybe or whatever in Tokyo.
Yes, and at end of February he's running Tokyo Marathon, and at the moment everything looks good. He's in good shape. Always, of course, you know, health and injuries are always a threat because you know you're training. He's training so hard, but for him, yeah, he wants to run there. But the thing is, the most important is to win there because the course is complicated. The weather is normally not that good at that time of the year in Tokyo, so it's not about. But maybe the course record, but most importantly, to win there.
So, and would you see, though, that perhaps 2012 would be the end of his marathon running career in London?
Yes, I think maybe, but on the other hand, I know him from when he was 18. I know also then, but the year after he will be 40. He can break all the Masters world records in the world from 5K on the track even till the marathon. And I, knowing Haile, he loves records and he loves to be in the history. You know, I have only brought that up once to him, but my feeling is, you know, Haile loves running. He's disciplined. He likes running. Why would he stop after that? But the thing is, of course, you have to make kind of to say, okay, now I'm not competing in the big marathons anymore or something like that. And the next 2 years, I'm just going to enjoy because Haile has so many invitations from all over the world where people want him to run smaller races, bigger races, marathons. Haile can still run 204, 205 when he's 42, I'm convinced.
But the good news is the London Olympic fans are going to see him in action, and that's, well, God willing and fitness willing, that is so much the target.
Yeah, absolutely, Haile. You know, he's very popular in Britain, like in Germany also, certain countries, they love him even more than others. And he's so popular, so for Haile to run in London is... And of course, he didn't run too much in London, the London Marathon in April. So for him, London 2012 in the country that he really likes to compete at will be very, very special for him.